A Hopi blessing. The rapid fire of shots at neon orange clay targets attached to red ribbons. Cheers from the crowd. And the ribbon shooting is complete. The Northern Arizona Shooting Range opened to a happy throng of gun enthusiasts this weekend. Many of them have waited nearly 45 years for an official place to practice their marksmanship. And this is Walnut Canyon National Monument, the ancient home of the cliff-dwelling people called the Sanawa. We're about a mile from the shooting range as the crow, or the bullet, flies. Here, the superintendent of North Central Arizona Monuments, Diane Chung, greets the shooting range cautiously.
We just are very concerned about the noise impacts of shooting in this area and the quiet that we try to preserve here.
Caves carved out of the rock ring the 400-foot-high canyon walls. Chung worries about maintaining the natural quiet for the more than 120,000 people who visit this place each year.
Gunshots are not something you are expecting to hear out here. So, and also, we find that gunshots could disturb wildlife.
Walnut Canyon is surrounded by forest land that is open to hunting, so Chung hears the occasional shot. But she's worried a barrage of bullets from the range would disturb the peace.
Oh! Oh!
Dan Twitchell is with the Arizona Game and Fish Department. As he shoots at clay targets, he's sure Walnut Canyon won't be disturbed by the noise.
I think it's basically a zero issue because we've been there while we've been shooting here, and the crows flying by make more noise than we do.
During opening ceremonies, officials spoke of the long journey getting a shooting range in northern Arizona, land swap deals gone bad, lawsuits over proposed locations. Arizona Game and Fish Department sports manager Jay Cook says they considered and rejected more than 50 sites before finally settling on this 160-acre property near Winona.
We did do our due diligence as far as sound studies and knowing what our impacts would be. We did put in significant sound barriers. As you notice when you came in, there's a 20-foot berm. Studies that we have done show that it's within the standards that are currently out there.
Monument Superintendent Diane Chung says Walnut Canyon has a study as well.
They simulated a shotgun and looking at the terrain of Walnut Canyon and how far that shotgun could be heard. And it was actually fairly far, like 5 or 6 miles.
The nonprofit Northern Arizona Shooting Foundation operates the shooting range. The group plans to host hunting education classes, a 50-yard archery range, a 100-yard shooting range, and a 12-station sporting clays course. Local law enforcement agencies, for the first time in 18 years, will have a place to practice. Game and Fish Director Larry Boyle says this shooting range will give future generations a place to learn an important skill they believe is crucial to being an American.
Obviously, to the Arizona Game and Fish Department, those shots downrange mean the new hunters and the new sportsmen that will come along and carry the banner for conservation as we move into this 21st century. But more than that, what you're going to hear reverberate are the sounds of freedom.
9-year-old Abigail Chacone has been shooting since the age of 6, and she is the proud owner of a kid-sized cricket. It's a .22 single-shot bubblegum pink rifle her grandfather gave her. She loves shooting with her parents.
I never really been out on a shooting range, but last year I went hunting with my mom. I saw some pretty cool stuff.
In addition to the shooting, archery, and clay target areas, shooting range officials expect to complete a trap and skeet field this summer. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Janice Baker.